We are ready to start again. Now, unfortunately, Anne, our fellow member, who was due to present to us in relation to the Council of Institutional Investors, and we have referred to it a couple of times already today, is somewhere stuck between, I am presuming, Los Angeles and here, and so is not yet with us. I am absolutely certain it's not because she didn't want to talk to us. However, so we are hoping that she will be here. She did say that, I mean, the plane was delayed, that she had hoped that she would be here by 1. She obviously is not here by 2:30, so we are going to change the agenda just a little bit. And luckily, we have Michelle with us right now in advance of his 3 o'clock slot. So Michelle has agreed to cover off the trustee activities update for us to start with. So Michelle, if I just hand over to you to update us latest trustee meeting.
Thank you, Joanna. Very glad to be here and ready to talk to you. Although yesterday I was swimming in the southwest of France, it's the All Saints weekend, and I have to say I had some regret to leave the beach yesterday. Nonetheless, very glad to be here to share with you a few information on our activities. Since your last meeting in June, we have met in Delhi last month. It was a very good meeting. The main item on the agenda was clearly the review of the structure and effectiveness of the organization and the amendments to the constitution. I will not address this now because this has not yet been totally finalized. So we will have an information in a private session only after I make my comments and Richard talks about the DPOC. We had a discussion on the agenda consultation, and the board will finalize the agenda consultation at the next meeting, as you know. We were content with the conclusions as foreseen and the capacity for the board to deliver as expected. We had a discussion on a very
Sorry, I'm just going to interrupt. Can everyone hear Michelle? Because I'm struggling just a little bit. Can you bring that a bit closer to you? Sorry.
Is it better? I hear myself very
That's good then.
Very loud and sound, you know, like the singers that so there must be some kind of echo there. Do you hear me? Okay. So we had a discussion on intellectual property, which is a very complex issue where the organization is struggling with different layers of agreements according to countries. And we're trying to rationalize this and to make it clearer and to have a more organized way to deal with copyright and these kind of issues around the globe. One of the difficulties being, by the way, that our objective is very clear. We know that we deliver a public good and that the standards themselves are for free, but we also know that we do a lot of work around the standards and that this work is used for commercial reasons by all sorts of people. And here we need to protect our property and also to gain some resources from selling this intellectual property. So it's not always easy to draw the line between the official use of the standards and the commercial use of the standards. And according to countries, the balance has to be found in a proper way. We had a presentation of the recent developments at the Asia-Oceania office, which, as you know, has been generously supported by our Japanese friends, and that does excellent work. We would like to see further developments of its activities in the region. But obviously, this office has been very helpful in fostering the adoption of IFRS in Japan by internationally exposed companies, as you know well. We had a presentation of our new website. I encourage you to go and look at this website. It is quite nice and very convenient, and it's more modern and easy and user-friendly. We had first discussion on the next meeting we will have in Paris in January to see what agenda would be held there and what events would take place. We are foreseeing a Tommaso Padoa-Schioppa lecture similar to the one who took place here twice in the past with Adair Turner and Mario Monti, and Mario Draghi, and we are expecting Jean-Claude Trichet, the former chairman of the European Central Bank, to deliver a lecture. We then had different committee reports. I will leave it to Richard to make a presentation of the DPOC. Ordinary work, nothing really specific to mention. The Audit and Finance Committee looked into the budget and the situation of the organization, which is sound fundamentally. Nothing really new, only quite favorable trend due to the unexpected evolution of the pound, but we were hedged, so the benefit is less than we would have expected. Anyway, the situation is good for the organization, and we are about to have achieved our objective, which was to have 1 year of reserves. We are nearly there. We also had approved the Human Capital Committee proposals with regard to remuneration policies and also information on the education for the and training for the staff. And then, of course, the Nominating Committee considered a number of appointments and recruitments. I will not mention any of them now because the process is not finalized, only to add my congratulations to those that were made, I understand, this morning to Sue Lloyd, our new vice chair of the board. I will not elaborate on the report by Hans because you will listen to him or you have already listened to him. And then I will hand over to Richard for a presentation of the DPOC. I should mention, nevertheless, that we had an interesting presentation of by our Indian hosts. Very good meeting with the Indian, where we had a presentation of their situation, the way forward, the roadmap. As you know, India is on the road, and we are very close to possible adoption by this huge country. And we were very happy with this presentation and the quality of the reception we had. It was very warm, and it was very nice indeed. So I would like to pay tribute to IKAI for their warm welcome. Richard, maybe on the DPOC? Sorry.
Good afternoon, everybody. I hope you can hear me as well. So the last time I was with you was in February when I was presenting on behalf of the FSB. I was a member of this council for 6 years, sometime before that. So this is my third iteration of attending these meetings. Very pleased to be here. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm not a New Zealander, but I did live in Wellington for 2 years, and I'm married to a New Zealander. So I used to have much darker hair before that, but anyway. This was the first meeting of DPOC to be open to the public. The meeting was in Delhi at 8:30 in the morning, so not surprisingly there weren't any people listening to the live webcast because that was at odd times of day. There have only been 3 hits on the website since then, 2 from me, just making sure it all worked properly. So if you're interested, please do have a listen. It's an important development, I think. It's a real indication of the trustees and the board's, the foundation's commitment to transparency. And I think we'll get more interest in that at future meetings as it becomes clear that it's available. So, and the papers are on the website as well. So I'll run through the issues that we discussed in that first session. There was an update on technical activities and the due process activities for the projects on the current agenda. The DPOC discussed in particular the work on the conceptual framework, where it noted the outreach to investors continues, and the committee emphasised the importance of continuing outreach on those issues. There was a discussion of the board's recent decision not to support a draft interpretation by IFRIC on the interaction between IS 28 and IFRS 9, but rather to take the issue onto the agenda, and it was noted that the board's decision was completely in line with the processes specified by the DPOC handbook. And we moved on to the agenda consultation. The focus of the DPOC is to ensure that the process is followed, and that there was absolute comfort that it had been, and then as you heard, the trustees as a whole also had a presentation. There was a presentation on the work being done to implement the recommendations of the Effects Analysis Consultative Group, which published, I think, a year or so back. And there was a great deal of interest, as indeed there was this morning, on the work that was being done on leases and the prospective work on effects analysis on insurance. And it was noted that, as it was this morning, that there will be challenges in assessing how the insurance standard will apply across a wide range of different insurance products around the world. We had a paper on the work that we've done on benchmarking, which is on the website if you're interested in that. There we looked at the due process that's adopted by the ISB, by the foundation, and compared that with the due process which is adopted by 15 comparable national and global standard setters around the world. And we concluded that we're pretty much best in class across virtually every heading. That paper's on the website if it's of interest, and we believe that that work will form a valuable underpinning to the work we're doing on key performance indicators, which is on the agenda later today. We have the annual review of consultative groups and the DPOC engagement with that. That was discussed, and the plans to disband 2 consultative groups, the valuation experts groups and the insurance working group. That was noted. We had the annual report on general process matters. And that was discussed, and it was noted that procedures have been enhanced to over the controls around comment letters. We had a report on the education initiative, and there too it was agreed that that had been undertaken in compliance with the handbook requirements. And finally, it was noted that there had been no correspondence that the DPOC needed to check. And that was the meeting.
Thank you very much. I should also mention, but we are going to talk about it later, that we had the first exchange of views on Brexit. I forgot to mention it. You would have been surprised if we had not given a thought to this new issue. Before we move to the next item, I would suggest, Joanna, that we have questions now on this first part, if any, or we move to the private session.
Are there any questions or comments in relation to that aspect of the trustees' meeting in Delhi or anything else in relation to trustees? Okay, if not, if we can then again, and I'm sorry, observers, it is a bit of a jump up and down day today, if we can ask you to leave us so that we can cover off the constitution that is not yet in the public domain. Thank you.